Listen, if the husband would buy or get receive new property, she would have a right to receive a ksuba from the new property. Shakla, since if he would get new property, she would take a ksuba. Hashtanami shakla. Now also, it's like new property coming back. He only gave one third to the daughter that's alive. He gave one third to the daughter that died. So now that third comes back. Therefore, the wife has a right to take it for her ksuba.
A husband was dividing up his property between his children and his wife.
But he left over one palm tree.
So Sav Ravina, Lamein Ravina, thought to say,
listen, since he left over something for Ksuba, all she has the right to collect is just this one palm tree for the Ksuba, nothing more.
Oh, Malay Rav Yehma, the Ravina, Rav Yehma said back to Ravina,
if she doesn't have anything, so chod dikla nami less law. She doesn't have this either.
Ella, what do you have to say?
Migud nachtala dikla, nachta nami la kula nichse, no. Since like she was not mechud ksuba here. But she figured, listen, there's something there for me to collect my ksuba from. But since there's something there, she was not mechud ksuba, and she would still have a right to collect her ksuba.
Omar Rafuna says, Shchiv Mira, a person that's about to die. Shekosav kol nechosav liyachar, he writes all his property away to somebody else. So Rafuna says, Royin, let's see. Im Royin liyosher, if this person is one of his sons, one of his children, they would get a chelik of Yerusha anyway, so they're noit lemishum Yerusha. Then the father has a right to give it all to him, but there is Yerusha. The chul like Rav Yechon and Mabruk we have before. But the imlav, if this person is not one of his children, then noitla mishumatona. Then we say it means to give it away to him for a present. It's not a Yerusha then, but it's a present. So Amalei Rav Nachman said, ganva genuvi lomaloch. Like, why do you have to steal this? In other words, this is not your learning. Yisvir lecho krav yechon ben bruka, ein maloch krav yechon ben bruka. If you hold like krav yechon ben bruka, so you should have just said, aloch is like him. Because what you're saying is like him, so you should have just said aloha, Rav Yechon and Bruka. So Shematicha, you're learning, Rav Yechon and Bruka goes like Rav Yechon and Bruka with the Yozla. That's what it goes like. Or it says, no, maybe Dilma ki Yeho ka Amrit. Maybe the case was like this. Ki Yehu dehevi koshochif. A man was about to die. For Yomerle, and he said, Nichse Laman. So people went over to ask him, listen, who do you want to give your property away to? Dilma Lapalmya, maybe you want to give it away to him. The Yomalu and the Shchimra answered back and said, Ela Laman, like who else should I give it to? That was the story. He didn't say clearly to give it to him. They asked him, to who? Do you want to give it away to this person? And he said, like who else? And on this, we amart alon alon. In such a case, he said over, that in royu li yorshoi not lemishim Yerusha. If this person they were talking about was one of his sons, so then he takes the whole thing with her as Yerusha. But v'yim lav, if he was not a person that's fitting to get a portion of Yerusha, then let l'mishur matana. Because that was a chiddush though. True, he owes like Rav Yechon and Bruka, but the chiddush is even in such a case where the shchimura did not say clearly to that person, but rather people came to ask him, who do you want to give it to? Do you want to give it to him? And he only answered back like, if not him, who else? The chiddush is, that means to say, yes, I want to give it to him. Amalei answered back in Hochi Kamina. That's what I meant to say over. This is the right case. Lamai Hichos, so what's the locha? So Ravada Varava Kamina the Rav Lameimor in Royal Yorshoi. Because what's the Nafkamina whether the person gets it, the Torah of Yerusha, or the person gets the Torah of Matan as a present? In both cases, he's getting it. So meant to say like this. In Royal Yorshoi, if he gets the Torah of Yerusha, then the locha would be Al-Minosa Nizainis Menachosef, that when he dies, his wife is now Amona, even though she does not receive Yerusha, but Midrabana, though she gets Nizainis, she gets fed from the property. The Yimla, but if the father just meant to give it as a present to somebody else, then Ein Al-Minosa Nizainis Menachosef. Then the locha would be that his Almona, the widow, would not receive any Nizainis from the property. Because the Chorot have minyan that that's only a takana by a din Yerusha, if somebody yashes the husband,
if the husband gave it away for a present, then the wife, the amono, will not receive mezainis.
All right, a turnover. Yes, yeah, so that's what the daughter said. It is. It's the Yerusha the Amono would get. The Yimlav ain Amonos and Nizoinis from the Chosef. Oh, Malay Rova. Rova said back, no. Migra Gora, does she lose out? Hash to be Yerusha the Yeraisa. Madach in the case where the sons Yash and the father. So they receive the property in the Yeraisa. Oh, Martha, still you said to Abona made a takona. That Amonos and Nizoinis from the Chosef, that his Amono has the right to receive Nizoinis to be fed. From the property is so b'matana the rabbanon. Here, where this matana works only b'gidrei mid rabbanon, like yeshchimera is kirsur v'mukhsum madami, is giving away for a present. Like koshchein, isn't it for sure that rabbanon should make a takon in such a case that the amona should also get mizayin should be fed from this property? So what's the difference if the person receives it b'teros a yerusha or b'teros a present? So my answer is. Eloma Rova, rather Rova says, that the Teretz is, Kedisholach Ravacha Barav Aviro, that Lediver Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, that when the father says he wants one son to receive it all, it goes with Teretz Yerusha, the difference is that, what's going to be if the father first says, Nichfei Lecho, I want all my property to go to my son Chaim, the Yachrecha, but when after Chaim dies, Lepleini, then I don't want the Yerusha to go to his children, but should go to somebody else. So it depends. Imho Yerushan Royal Yoshov, if this first person the father said it to was one of his sons, a person was able to get a Bateros Yerusha, so then the locher is Ainli Shaini Bamakim Rishan Klum. The second one receives nothing. Since the father gave it to the first one, Bateros Yerusha, the klal is Shain Loshin Matona El Loshin Yerusha. That this is not a Loshin of a Matona, but rather it's a Lashon of a Yerusha. Since we're talking about one of the sons, and the sons is fitting to be a Yerush, so according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, the father means that this son should Yashin everything. If so, the Yerusha ain't lehefsik. Once a son gets the Bateros Yerusha, it does not go away from him. In other words, his children will Yashin from him also, and it does not go to a Shaini. So that's not Femina. If the person is roy to be Yerush, then it does not go to an Acher. But if the person only received the Bateros HaMatono, then it will go to an Acher. Oh, Malay Rav, the Rav Nachman, Rav said Rav Nachman, Vo'ifsako. But the father said yes. The father said that after the first son gets it, I want it to go to somebody else. So Gemara says, Hu sava yesh lehefsek, true. The father thought that he could make a hefsek. But I'll tell you, Rachmanom, the terrorist says no, ain lehefsek. But the Torah says, Yishno, there's no hefsek. So if it went, but Torah says Yerusha, that's the Lach Yerusha and lehefsek. That once the first son yashins it, it stays by him, and when he dies, Yishno, his children take over, even though the father said, it should go to an Achar, it does not go to an Achar after him.